99.7 now. The Bay's number one for all the hits. The Bay Club in the morning, rolling commercial free. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Everybody around here is super excited. The Warriors are in the finals for the fifth straight year. So that's pretty exciting. But y'all were making fun of me yesterday because I said when I watch the Warriors games in bed, so the games that, you know, are like a Tuesday night, I'm not getting turn up for a Warriors game. You might catch me out on a Thursday for the first half.
Thursday's a wild card for you or what, baby?
I mean, it depends on what I did Wednesday. It just depends. But, like, this last game was on a Tuesday night. So when I get ready for bed, after I go home, I take a shower. Then I only wear, like, sweat shorts and a tank top. When I get into bed, I take those off. So I have nothing on. So in a game like Tuesday night, when it went down to the wire and it went into overtime, that last 30 seconds or so, I can't stay sitting in bed. So I'm jumping up and jumping on the bed and doing all that stuff. But I'm doing it with
naked.
I'm doing it with no clothes on. So if I had like a security system or whatever, it would take some really strange.
Aren't you also the guy that says you don't have blinds on your windows?
That's in the living room. In the bedroom. I'm in the bedroom. I'm not in the living room.
I was going to say, then you gave everybody a show, all your neighbors. Like, oh my God.
Well, no, because I only face my backyard. So only my upstairs, the guy who has the flat on top of me, he does have access to go to the backyard. So he has to go down my deck. So yeah, if I get up in the middle of the night or, you know, in the middle of the night to me is 8:30 to go get like something out of the living room. Yeah, I'm not putting on clothes to do that.
That neighbor stays being nosy too.
He's been known
to come and knock on that door like, hey, let's hang out.
He's going to get a surprise. But then Shan said yesterday, so that I just think it's funny because I'm literally standing on the top of my bed, jumping up and down with nothing on. But Shan says she, like, when she gets ready for bed, she's putting on, like,
a hoodie, a sweater, some sweats.
How do you sleep like that?
Just perfectly fine. Great. I'm so, like, in my little ball. I'm warm. I'm comfortable. I'm cozy. I can't sleep naked.
I mean, you're ready to drive a snowmobile the way that you're dressed. Not go to bed. That's not how you go to bed. You don't put on a coat, a jacket, a glove, socks. Uh-huh.
Sometimes I have to double socks.
Socks are the worst. And do you wake up with both of the socks on, though?
Yeah.
Because Vanessa will do that, and then she never does she wake up with both on. One will be, like, on the floor, and then one will be up by her head somehow.
I can't even stand having socks on when I get home. The minute I get home, I take my socks off. I can't stand it. Mm-mm. I'm like a little hillbilly running around naked all over my house with no socks on.
I mean, I guess I'm somewhere in the middle. Like, I'll do like boxers and a t-shirt maybe in the winter, summer, boxers.
How can you sleep in a t-shirt? It gets all wadded up.
Well, that's what I mean. No, I don't have that issue. But if it's too hot, then you start sweating into your shirt. And that's kind of gross. And it sticks to your back if you wake up in the middle of the night. Like, ew, this is gross. But I can't do naked. I'm uncomfortable doing completely naked.
Why?
I don't know.
I'm there by myself.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe that's why. You're by yourself.
Well, you're married to this woman you're sleeping with.
I have a 16-year-old in the house. I'm not going to be sleeping
naked.
Okay,
well, maybe. Okay. But she's not in your room. But, yeah, you shouldn't walk into the living
room. But you never know. Knocking with kids, you know how that goes. That's about 50% true. Of the time at best they actually follow that rule.
But yeah, you shouldn't be getting up going to get water naked if you have a daughter in the house. That's weird.
I definitely should not.
Do you walk around in your... This is on a different topic. Sort of. But my family was very much like, you just walk around in your underwear at night. Do you walk around in your underwear in the house, in front of everybody?
Absolutely not. But there are some families. I remember growing up, I'm still scarred. My best buddy, Tony, his dad refused to wear clothes. And, like, looking back, like, there was something wrong. It'd be the middle of the day. We're, like, third grade doing our homework in the living room. And his dad would just walk by in the buck. Like, oh, my.
Really?
Did that just,
yes. All the way?
All the way. Oh, he was like a sheriff. Bad. He was like an SF sheriff. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, what is happening right now?
Yeah, I mean, I'm more on that end than the other. I don't like clothes. Y'all know I hate putting clothes on. That's why I bought all these pants. They finally came in yesterday. The comfortable pants. I don't want to wear clothes. I don't like it.
It's too
confining.
It's because you're from Texas and it's hot and you're used to like being, you know, it's cold in
the area. Battery's been in the city too long. San Francisco, they don't like to wear clothes much either.
No, they don't.
Like, look at that guy. Jimmy's naked again.
How do you sleep? 888-456-9970. I do not understand people like you, Shan.
Maybe it's a Hispanic thing or something. Always wrapped up. We always got the tiger blankets.
But my mom.
Tiger blankets. I bought a few of those at the border driving from Tijuana to San Diego.
Yeah.
100% I still have them.
Everybody has one of the lion ones. My mom. Tiger ones.
But my mom sleeps in full on pajamas too. I mean, that's just like too much. It's too much.
All right.
I can't do it. My dad, he's in his tidy whities. Then he gets up in the middle of the night and he's just walking around.
Yeah, look, we got a text that said, what happens if an earthquake hits here in the Bay Area and you're naked? You're just going to run out of the house, duck and cover, naked?
I said I put on, I have the sweat shorts, which I love. That's all I wear at home, and a tank top. So they're right next to my bed when I disrobe. So when the earthquake hits, I grab them, put them on, and run. I go. Just same thing with
your time.
They're not far. They're right there. I mean,
that takes extra 20 seconds.
Look at me. I can put them on and run at the same time. What?
Oh, yes. My goodness.
No. I'm running. I'm running. Listen, if I run out of my house naked in San Francisco, nobody even cares.
No, that's true. You blend right in. That's what I was saying.
Like,
it is normal here.
He must be from here. He's running.
I'm out of breath. Why am I winded right now from you jogging in place?
Jogging naked.
All right. Well,
okay.
Let us know how you sleep. 99.7 Now, the Bay Club on your Wednesday, rolling commercial free. And we're talking sleeping habits.
We run the gamut in here. Shan is at the North Pole when she sleeps.
Little baby burrito.
You're
You're swaddled.
Yep.
Shan's just swaddled up.
Shan sleeps in the clothes that she's gonna wear the next day. That's why she can just get up and go.
Hey, I'm ready for work. Not a bad idea.
Smart.
Because I forgot to lay my clothes out last night, which I've been doing since we wake up at 3 a.m. And I was frantic at 3 a.m. trying to find something in the closet. Like, oh no.
Now you're a little less. You're underwear and a t-shirt, maybe.
Yep.
I'm nothing at all.
Nothing.
I'm sorry, but Carla has the weirdest one of all. Before we get into the calls, her husband sleeps in a t-shirt, but no underwear.
That is weird.
That's weird, Carla. I mean, why?
What about Jess socks? What if you just have socks on?
I mean, why the t-shirt if you're not going to wear the underwear with it? That makes no sense. All right, well, let's take some calls.
Sam, with or without PJs?
Oh, no, I'm definitely in PJs. I've tried to go to sleep not wearing clothes in the past, and I actually have woken up dressed because there's something about it's that feeling of what if an intruder breaks in? I need to be prepared. I don't want to be vulnerable.
Prepared.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Got to put up a fight. No easy access for us.
Yeah, I'm going to helicopter him if he breaks in.
I've got something to show you.
The thing is, I don't even know how I think that pajamas are going to protect me from an intruder, but at the same time, there's just that feeling of if I have to jump out the window and run, I don't want to be naked. If I have to run to a neighbor's house, I think of everything. I'm just prepared for anything.
Well, if you're running down the street and you got pajamas on, in San Francisco, probably nobody notices, but naked, they might.
Or might not in San Francisco.
That's true. You know what?
Oh, it's just Wendy.
In San Francisco, you're just screwed.
Hey, good morning. So how are you sleeping?
I sleep completely naked.
Benny.
Anything on me, I feel so claustrophobic, especially socks. Socks drive me nuts.
Yeah, me too. I can't believe Shan sleeps with a sweatshirt on.
Sweat.
What are you, a nun over there?
I know. Matt probably hates it.
You don't wake
it.
Up super hot and sweat?
No, I feel great.
Yeah, I'm with you. And if I cannot, I don't know how guys sleep with a t-shirt on. I get all bunched up and it's it drives me nuts.
It folds under your back and then you feel it. It's terrible.
I 100%
so completely naked. Huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
You don't get cold?
Well, no, because I have lots of covers.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't mind the covers.
Well, once your in's good, it's in the morning, though. That's the worst, right? When you got to get out of bed and you're cold, then that's...
That's why...
You have to just keep a lot of fuzzy robes close by.
Oh, see, I get up 10 minutes early, I go to the bathroom, and then I turn the heater up real high, then get back under the covers and wait till it gets hot and then get out of bed again.
Oh, no, I don't get back in bed. I go right for the heater, obviously. Yeah. But
I get back in and wait for it to heat up. Yeah.
That seems like torture.
What?
To get back in bed after, you get out. Once you're out. I'm not getting back in. I'll fall asleep.
Around 3:30, 3:40, I'll have to go to the bathroom. That's when I get up. I use the restroom. I turn the heater on blast. Get back into bed. Wait till 4 o'clock. Then at 4, I get up.
Shan, did I hear you say off the air that you even start the water running and get back in bed to heat up the water?
So I turn on, I turn on the water on hot. Then I go to the heater and I blast the heater. Then I get into my hot shower. And then by the time I get out, it's a warm house.
since we have unlimited water supply. That's what Chan's doing.
Not
with
very San Francisco.
No, do not do that, please.
Good thing they kicked you out and you moved to San Bruno.
It takes 5 extra seconds.
All right, let's go to Kevin. He says it's a Latina thing to wrap up in 27 blankets. Line two.
Kevin, good morning.
Morning, guys.
All right, so what are you saying?
So my wife does the exact same thing. She has a special fleece blanket that she lays down on top of the covers.
Yep.
So she doesn't have to lay down on the covers because the covers are cold.
Okay.
Then she has 2 extra blankets that she burritos herself in and lays down. And right now, currently on our bed, we have a sheet, 2 blankets, and a comforter.
Yep.
How do you get to her if you want some special time?
I have to dig through layers.
It takes 15 minutes. He'll get there. She doesn't make it easy. You gotta work for it.
No, she doesn't. But she knows what I'm doing by the time I get there.
Well, Kevin, but aren't you exhausted by the time you get there?
Yeah, Kevin just falls asleep at that point. Never mind.
A little bit. But what's funny is I have to take half the blankets off of mine. All I want is a sheet.
Yeah, I get too hot. I don't like anything.
All I sleep in is boxers. That's it. I'm the same way. I can't even sleep in, like, long pants because they bunch up on your legs.
Exactly. It's so uncomfortable.
I can't do that.
What about socks? What about socks?
Oh, hell no.
Hell no is right. Yeah. Nobody wants sweaty feet tonight.
My wife sleeps in them, and she's Latina, too, so I'm wondering if this baby burrito thing is, like,
telling you.
It has to be.
Baby.
I just love all these fleece blankets that everybody has.
Yes, the blue tiger. Who has a blue tiger? The Black Panther?
Only our white trash neighbors had those blankets when I was growing up.
No way. I've got the leopard print.
Giants and Red Sox, because those are our 2 teams.
Okay, mm-hmm. So you go sports themed. Well, I do have one of those. I have a Dallas Cowboy fleece blanket, but I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, you go. It's downstairs.
What gets me, though, is she has to lay the fleece blanket out on the bottom of the layer so that she can lay on it, not on the fitted sheets. Sheet, because the fitted sheet is cold.
All right, Kevin, thanks for the call. Thanks for listening.
Wow, she must be really freezing all the time. Mm-hmm. She would hate it in the studio. Kevin's wife would never, because this studio is always super cold.
No, I'm sweating right now in the studio. It is not super cold.
I'm freezing.
Well, that's because I turned the heat up. I turned it way up.
Well, let's kick that thing back down, please.
I was freezing. All right, let's take one more call before we go. Let's, Linda.
Linda.
Hi.
So,
oh, my God, I love the new show.
Thank you. We appreciate you listening to the Bay Club. And, Linda, you're a new convert to the Bay Club and a new convert to sleeping nude?
Well, let me tell you, I've been alone for many years, and I met a guy. We started dating. And, of course, now he spends the night. And I've never slept naked, but I love sleeping naked when I'm with him.
When you're with him. Well, we know what's happening over there, Linda.
I can't believe it. Shan, I get it. It's weird to sleep naked. That's how I always was. And I'm by myself most of the week, obviously. It's a new thing. We're not living together. And I sleep in my pajamas, no socks. But as soon as he's in my bed, the clothes are off. Oh, my God.
Well, congratulations, Linda.
I know. It's amazing. It's nice to sleep naked.
All right.
Well, you enjoy your hump day, Linda.
Yeah, exactly.
Have a good day. Bye.
It's weird because I think I'm more inclined to sleep with clothes on if somebody is with me. Mm-hmm. Like after any kind of shenanigans go on, I feel like I have to put clothes on.
Really?
So when I'm alone, I'm constantly.
Yeah, because then it gets awkward. You're like, oh, I need to cover up now.
Yeah, sort of. All right, we'll keep the calls coming.
It's the Bay Club getting your Wednesday morning started on 99.7 now. Well, this topic just took off, huh?
Mm-hmm. Well, people sleep, and it's not just like clothed or nude. I mean, there's so many different variations. But what I'm finding out is that almost everybody in the Bay Area has these. But now I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to take it back. But listen, my mom hated them. We had a Dallas Cowboy fleece blanket when we were kids. My aunt gave us. She hated it because she thought it looked terrible. And I always just thought, like, the tiger ones you're talking about, mm-hmm. those were at, like, if you had a friend who lived in a trailer.
Yes.
Those are the only people that had those. But everybody, Isaac, has one with the Virgin Mary on it.
La Virgen de Guadalupe.
Oh, right next to the baby Jesus candle on the nightstand.
There you go.
And you have one what, Benny? Like the leopard?
I have a leopard print one. That one I literally
bought. That's ghetto.
I bought that. It's like one of those.
They're the
best. Let's be honest. It's kind of turned into like a storage blanket, but I slept with it for a long time. I bought that at the Tijuana border back in the day when I was driving across. You know, they always sell you those. So I bought that one. And then when I married Vanessa, my wife, she came in with like a dozen.
Yeah. Right?
She had all kinds
one
of wavy.
The tiger, the lion.
She does have a tiger one.
All right. I'm taking a picture of my cowboy one today and we'll bring them in. Y'all have to take pictures of your fleece blankets. But I'm sorry.
Those
the tiger one is ghetto. It is.
Oh, all right, I love them.
Let's go to Marie.
Marie. Hello, Marie. Good morning.
Hi.
All right. What do you say?
So I don't know, like, about how people can sleep naked, especially for females, because, you know, like, you know, it's that time of the season where it's going to transition to the hot weather and there, like, critters come out. Like
spiders are everywhere.
Like, what if they go into places you don't want to go?
Well, underwear's not going to stop them from doing that.
Yes, it will. They can't get through elastic.
Well, definitely will. Yes, I agree with Shan. I mean, you know, I have a fear of spiders or whatever going into my ear. What about, like, those?
Okay, we got it. We know.
Yeah, well, she makes a point there. I mean, listen, my daughter saw a spider in the shower yesterday, and I thought, like, she hurt herself. We need to go to ER. The screams that were coming out of the bathroom.
Listen, have you
ever... I'm like, what? There's a spider in the shower. Kill it. I'm
listen,
like, oh
I can
God.
Promise you one thing. Spiders can get through the smallest of crevices. They can get in your underwear. And I hate to tell you.
Yeah, I got other news for you. You're already sleeping with the... Yeah, they're already in the bed with you. Yeah. So they're already crawling around you. No, they're in there.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
But
sure.
Yeah, I've never thought of that. I've never thought about spiders getting into my hoo-ha.
And even more so for some people. Didn't we just talk yesterday about some people in the city only wash their sheets every 60 days? If you're one of those people, you for sure got bed bugs and spiders.
Oh, Lord. Let's not. Don't start with the bed bugs.
Now,
it's going to creep me
everybody's
out.
Everybody's itchy right now. I'm scratching.
All right, go to line 5, Eddie, because this is the one that creeps me out. Not Eddie in particular, but.
What's up, Eddie?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Eddie, so you sleep with what on?
So, my socks have to be halfway on. So, It's too hot to keep them on, and it's too cold to take them off. So I do, like, this halfway on, halfway off type of thing.
His little toes get cold.
He tries to pull them off of me, and it bugs the crap out of me. But, yeah, that's what I do.
So, what is it covering? Just the top of your foot and your toes?
Toes.
Right, exactly. It sounds weird. It sounds funny, but it keeps me cool enough and not too hot.
So your ankles get hot at night, but your toes don't.
There you go. My toes are fine, yeah.
My socks, I cannot. Oh, I hate it.
You know what I think it stems from is from being young and everybody telling you the kukui is going to come and grab your toes at the edge of the bed or something. And maybe I'm like, well, my toes are going to be covered with my half socks. So who knows? Maybe that's it.
Yeah, the chupacabra is going to come bite your toes off when you're sleeping.
You never know.
All right, Eddie, thanks for the call.
Thank you. Okay, on another topic, what is it with Latin families, parents trying to terrify their children by telling them that was my Spanish. A cocuy is going to come and get you if you don't go to sleep or if you don't go to whatever.
Yeah, they want to scare us in order to get us in bed and go to sleep. Or el cocuy will come. Like, I'm still scared to stand by my bed in the dark, like, next to my bed. I'm like, I got to get in the bed in case someone grabs my feet. Like, it's so bad.
Yeah, because if you get in bed, they're not going to grab you.
No, you're safe in the bed. It's just ingrained in our soul.
Don't scare your parents. I mean, your kids like that.
Hey, it worked for us.
Latin mom and dad, they tell the kid that.
La Llorona, el Cucuy, la Chupacabra.
And what is it? We were obsessed with... In Texas, we were obsessed with the Chupacabra. We always thought the Chupacabra was coming to get us.
Yeah, you turn off the lights and run to your bed and jump in there. I still do that.
That's why you bought the clap-on. So you could just do it from the bed. You don't have to turn the lights out.
So what does it actually translate to?
El Cucuy.
It's a monster,
yeah,
right?
It's a monster. La Llorona is like the lady that cries for her kids. Okay. That, like, she, like, murdered her kids or something, and, like, then she's, like, comes back to haunt them or
and
something.
And then what is it? La Bruja?
La Bruja, the witch.
Yeah, it's just all, like...
La Chupacabra is, like, this animal that's going to come and get you, like a wildebeest or something.
It's too much. And these kids are like 4 or 5 and they're telling them, you better get in bed or here comes a big fat monster to get you.
Oh, it's scary.
No, that's me.
Yeah, Clara texted in. Oh my God, Shan, so true. I'm still scared.
Let me ask you this, on, and I don't know if this is a Latin thing or not, but for sure my wife, Vanessa, was taught this her whole life, that you'll get sick if you go outside with wet hair.
Oh, yeah, 100%. And I swear to God, every time I do it, I will get sick. And maybe it's just a mental thing.
It is.
Or it is, right?
That it's
is,
not
that's
true.
Not true.
No. Si vas afuera con el pelo mojado, te vas a enfermar.
Like, I believe if you're already sick and you go outside with wet hair no. and not enough clothes, it can further that. But you're not going to get sick because of cold weather or
you
wet hair.
No. Or
you don't get sick because of cold weather. You get sick because of
no
germs.
No.
But yet, no, that's
and if
true.
You, go to
you have a compromised
if,
immune system already.
Now,
and then,
being cold, your immune system does come down, but that's just
that's
it's
not the cause.
And if you go to sleep with your hair wet, too, that you're going to get sick. Mm-hmm. You always got to dry your hair.
That's why Vanessa's always sick.
See, I'm telling
hair.
You, it works.
Just kidding.
It's true.
And John believes the same stuff. It's all, it's ethnic people believe all these things, and white people, we just run around butt naked and barefoot.
With no shoes on, yeah. Barefoot outside.
We just don't care. We got wet, stringy hair, barefoot, and we're naked. And we're running around the neighborhood. That's what white people do.
Not using lotion with our dry, cracked skin.
Hey. It's worked
I'm just
for me
kidding.
So far.
I use it head to toe. You need to get on the body lotion thing, dude.
I have.
You'll thank me later in like 20 years from now. You'll be like, look at it. My skin is still so nice and smooth.
In 20 years, I'll be thanking you for something, Benny. I'll finally be thanking you for something.
Hey! Now that we're all sweating and out of breath, let's do this.
And now.
Dirty, dirty, dirty on the 30.
Dirty on the 30.
You wouldn't be sweating if you would take that tiger blanket off. I mean, you really don't need that
don't
in the studio.
Don't hate on the tiger blanket.
I know,
like
people are mad at me. I realized that my Dallas Cowboy fleece blanket is just a tiger blanket, but in another form. Mm-hmm. So I do have one. So,
you have it?
Okay, I'm white trash, but I've never denied that.
This is true.
I've lived in a trailer.
Cardi B, she is not okay right now. She had to cancel a bunch of upcoming shows because she tried to get back to performing too quickly after having liposuction and a recent breast augmentation. She was twerking just days after the surgery.
Yeah, she did that like super quick after the birth of her. Well, she had one, right?
Yeah.
She just had one baby. I think she should have waited, and she certainly isn't done.
Birth right to plastic surgery.
Yeah, right into it, but I don't know.
It's twerking?
I know we were talking about Dr. Bay, and we actually got Dr. Bay, our plastic surgeon, up on the line. Dr. Bay, can you be twerking right after plastic surgery?
I think you can after like at least 1 to 2 weeks of recovery. I mean, she had a baby and she got back to it, but I think there's something else going on here. I think she had a complication.
Oh.
Because, I mean, think about it. It's like, you know, I saw the same stuff online about her, like, needing to take, her doctors told her she needed to take a break and everything. But think about it. If you had surgery and you're just, like, exhausted after the surgery and you can't go back to work, you just don't go back to work. You don't need your doctor to tell you not to go back, that you're, you know, that you're tired or whatever. So I think she must have had a complication or something, and they told her, like, no, you got to stop doing this so that we can, like, treat maybe this infection or this fluid collection or something like that.
So what you're saying is she should have went to Dr. Bay.
Yeah.
Of course. And then, you know, obviously we all have complications and things like that. But the thing in here is that there's something else going on, and that's her private. That's her right to her privacy and all. But there's something else going on that her doctors told her to take a break. Because, again, if you're tired and you're exhausted, you don't need your doctor to tell you to stop working.
Well, I'm just excited to know that I can get liposuction and be twerking 2 weeks later.
You can indeed. At least if you come here. Exactly. That's our recommendation, actually, on our post-op instructions, is that you need to be twerking in 2 weeks.
Well, couldn't have said it better. Thanks, Dr. Bay.
Anytime. Take care, guys.
Right, bye.
Well, there you have it from the professional himself.
Yeah, I mean, obviously she must have had some kind of complication. So she's out of work for probably what? Next few weeks at least, if not a month.
Yep. As she said, that's exactly what they said. She needs at least a few weeks of R&R. Oh, that sounds fun, doesn't it? I would not complain about that.
That's a lot on your body to have a baby. and then have plastic surgery so soon afterward.
Yeah, why didn't she's going to have another baby?
Yeah, right? Probably. I'm sure.
She should have just waited till baby number three or something.
I think. All right. Well, hey, listen, you know, we told you that Stranger Things is coming back July the 4th. So if you were so sad that Game of Thrones ended, well, you have another show that you can binge. And the good thing about Stranger Things is they're Netflix, right?
They are.
They release it all at one time.
You can binge it.
See, I love that. That nothing makes me madder than on these regular shows when I get caught up and then I have to start waiting a week for the new episodes. I hate that. I love to be able to watch them when I want to watch them.
Well, that's why a lot of people, they'll wait till the whole thing airs and then they can binge it. But then the problem is you got to avoid spoilers for 8 weeks or however long it is for the whole show to be
complete. With Game of Thrones, when I was four seasons behind, because I started in season four, I was four seasons behind, but you remember the stuff, right? If you don't have to wait a whole nother year, then you remember what happened because you're watching it. It's a lot easier to follow. But anyway, Stranger Things is coming back, and it's set in the summer of 1985. And if you weren't around then, you may not remember the big controversy then was that Coca-Cola changed its formula and formulated new Coke. You gasped, but it was the biggest thing ever. We had a lot less problems in the 80s, okay?
So these are the things, these are the things you're worried about. Well, listen, I was born in 85, but I watched a Coca-Cola documentary, so I know what happened. I remember.
Yes, they switched the formula, created new Coke. People were outraged. Mm. Well, as of tomorrow, Coke is re-releasing new Coke because that's a major storyline in Stranger Things. So they'll have the new Coke and they'll cover it and stuff. So in conjunction with that, starting tomorrow, you'll be able to get the new Coke. And I guess you, for people like you and Shan, who never tasted it, you'll get to try new Coca-Cola.
And we are. We're drinking Cokes tomorrow morning, bright and early.
I'm excited.
My sugar rush.
It did not last long. I don't know how long it lasted, but it couldn't have been even a full year. Then they brought back Coca-Cola Classic, and then they had the two side by side. You could buy either one and then phased out new Coke.
Yeah, so from what I remember from the documentary, the new Coke is the only time they changed the original recipe. Then everybody, they were pissed off. That's the only time Coke has lost to Pepsi. Pepsi was number one during that time, and then Coke's like, oh my God, we got to bring back the original recipe, and that's what we have today.
Now, did they cover this? What happened to the CEO at that time and the marketing department? They must have all gotten.
I think so. Yeah, I don't really remember
that. Heads.
I'm sure. I mean, yeah, especially when you're always number one, and now we're number two with this new formula you got that's supposed to be great.
If you're number one, why change the formula?
Exactly.
Super weird, but they did do it in 1985, and so you'll be able to taste that flavor if you miss that period.
I think you might have said this. They're doing it because that was just a huge, during summer of 85, when the show takes place, that was like a big moment, that big pop culture moment, I guess.
That was probably the biggest pop culture moment of that year. I'm telling you, we didn't have anything to worry about in the 80s. I mean, Russia a little bit, nuclear war. But, I mean, you know, there's a couple things. But, I mean, we had a much easier time. People weren't running and jumping around about Trump. We were worried about the flavor of
Coke. Watching Back to the Future drinking our new Cokes. That was it.
We weren't worried about watching Wolf Blitzer every day to see what scandal broke. We were like, oh, my God, I can't believe they changed the flavor of Coke. What will we do?
Bring back the original.
Let's go.
Secret sound.
I told you, like, all my family and friends sing that now.
Dude, I wake up singing that song.
Secret sound.
Sandra and I couldn't get it out of our head when we were driving to Nevada. We almost drove each other crazy. When one wasn't doing it, the other one was. It just, you do it out of, like,
I guess that's
enough.
A good thing. Because when I made that, I did my job right then, right? Because you want it to be stuck in people's heads, just like a hit song. Thank you. Pat myself on the back.
Yes, it's a hit song. You made a hit.
I made a hit.
Another one. When can we expect the remix with Billy Ray Cyrus?
Another one.
Yeah, another one.
By the way, DJ Khaled, does he do anything but say that?
Yeah. We the best! Okay. Let's go! Father of a song!
He makes lots of money, and he just does about five different things.
He was on, was it SNL?
Yes, he was.
Like, honestly, I'm not trying to hate, but I'm going to hate. What is he doing? Like, he brought out Lil Wayne and Big Sean and all these awesome artists. Mm-hmm. But really, you're billing it as DJ Khaled? He walked around the stage yelling everything we just said.
I didn't watch, but my radio hero, you know, Howard Stern, who I adore, did a whole entire redo of it, and it was hilarious.
Well, oh, I have to hear it.
It's funny. He just imitated him. He's like, I could do this. This is the kind of rap I can get behind. I can do this. He's just like, Howard Stern! You know, I mean,
new book out now!
Yeah. The Bay Club! Like, you just yell things. You just randomly yell.
Speaking of Howard, did you bring me the book for me to read?
I have it. It's on my coffee table.
Please. So he just released his third book, but I want to read the first two.
Not that we are trying to promote, but yeah, Howard Stern comes again. His third book. But yes, I have the first two. Of course I do. I will put that on my list to bring.
All right. Anyway, back to business here. Caller number 9-888-456-9970. $3,700 in the jackpot for the secret sound. What is the clue?
I've been to many slumber parties.
So have I.
Let's go.
Secret sound. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning. How are you?
We are great on a Wednesday. How are you doing?
I'm good. I just got Secret Sound number 9 yesterday.
What do you mean?
Today's the second day in a row I've gotten it.
Oh. No, we didn't give it away yesterday.
Mm-mm. I know, but I missed it.
Oh, got it.
I'm like, wait, you won it? No, we were still doing the same sound yesterday. Okay, well... Yes. Let's see if you know this one. I'm going to play you the sound, and then we will take your guess. Here is the sound. What do you think that is?
I think it's putting tissue paper in a birthday bag.
Putting tissue in a birthday bag. Let me hear it. See if I can hear that. Yeah, all these guesses, I can hear it.
You can hear it.
Like, what did we have yesterday? Ripping tape off a box was one that sounded like that. Anyway, that is... Not correct,
aww.
Kristen. I'm sorry. Thanks for playing.
That's okay. I'll try again. Third time's a charm.
Yeah, all you right. know it. Enjoy your day in Livermore. See ya.
If they're playing football, he's all over it.
It's so, Craig's Sassy Sports.
What, you always make me feel bad. Was that me?
I mean,
I just said bye. See ya. What? She's gone. It's over.
It's the way you said
on
it.
On to the next.
It's how you said it, Benny. It was hurtful.
I'm sorry.
Hey, you know what was also hurtful? The St. Louis Blues won the last three games of the Western Conference the Western Conference Finals and knocked the Sharks right out of the playoffs. We thought it was a special year, and it still was after the Sharks had some miraculous comebacks, but they could not come back against St. Louis. And the last two games were really, really ugly. 5-0 and 5-1, St. Louis beat the Sharks. But, you know, got to relish the year and enjoy it.
And they came back a couple of times. Right, already? So they had a good run. You were already saying they were going to be out, what was it, weeks ago?
Well, the very first. They should have been out against Las Vegas, against the Knights. They were down 3-1, and they were behind in one of the games. I think it was 3-0, so it looked like they were going to lose, and they came all the way back. Couldn't do it against the Blues, so you'll have to wait until next year, Sharks fans, to get another run at the Stanley Cup. Meanwhile, the Golden State Warriors, they're making their fifth run in a row to the NBA Finals. It's unbelievable. It's made Steph Curry a household name, a huge star, and also a name that you'll find in a ton of hip-hop and rap songs. And one website put out a list of the 8 best songs that Steph Curry is included in. But he must be in like 20 mm-hmm. to 25. I mean, all the hip-hop guys and rappers mention him in their music. But coming in at number 8 is this local guy.
Bye-bye.
Sloppy with the rock? Nope. Steph Curry with the shot?
Yep.
Suckers?
Nope.
Splash Brothers? Yep.
I really enjoy seeing E-40 at the games. Like, he really gets into it.
He's an ambassador.
He is dressed, like, head to toe in blue and gold.
And diamonds.
And that's the other thing.
He's always
got, like, a flossed out chain. Is that even the right way to use that? Flossed out chain.
He's flossing.
He's flossy.
He definitely is. There were several other songs on this list, but number one, let's just move to number one, was this one.
Been Steph Curry with the shot. Been cooking with the sauce. Chef Curry with the pot.
Boy. What? One more time.
Been Steph Curry with the shot. Been cooking with the sauce. Chef Curry with the pot. Boy.
Do they play these songs warming up, I wonder? Like in the locker room or to Steph?
Surely.
Just to, like, you know, get him in the zone. Let me play all the songs with my name in it.
Aisha probably plays them when she's cooking at home. Mm-hmm. She's like, if you invited people over for a party, I would play all these.
It's a curry playlist.
Because she's mentioned in a ton of them, too. Mm-hmm. She's mentioned in Nicki Minaj song. She's mentioned in it's actually Ariana Grande song that Nicki Minaj is on.
Side to Side.
Yes. She's also mentioned in a Cardi B song. So Aisha is mentioned in a lot of these songs, too. So the Currys, they are everywhere right now, and that's why they have all that money. And we gotta tell you that the streak does go on for that Jeopardy champion, James Holzhauer. He is now up to 1,867,142.
Damn.
And he will play again today. He is trying to beat the $2 million mark. That's unbelievable.
It's like, I feel like nobody cares or pays attention to Jeopardy, but now everybody's paying attention to this guy.
Everybody's watching. Even Tom Brady. Tom Brady was tweeting out about it. He said if he lost on Monday, which he didn't do, that he would break his diet and actually eat a strawberry.
A strawberry?
Yeah, a strawberry.
What does this guy eat?
Nothing.
It's
fruit is forbidden on his diet. It's no sugars at all.
Doesn't he let his kids eat an avocado as a treat or something?
Avocado ice cream once a week. They can have the avocado kids. Ice cream. That's made by
That's
a special
big,
chef.
Biggest treat.
Fruit is good for you. I don't understand. What do you mean? Like, I get
diet.
The animal crackers or pretzels, but...
Not TB12. You're not
fruit?
On TB12. You're not on TB12.
No,
you can't... I mean, listen, I can't argue with it. The dude's been to, 472 Super Bowls, so, I mean, I can't really... And he's 40, maybe hitting 41 soon, and he's still playing.
Does he eat meat? Do we know? Is he a vegetarian?
I know he eats meat, I believe. I don't think he's a vegetarian, but very specific kinds of meat and very, lean.
Lean.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, there's a lot of other things I could say about his diet, but we don't have time. She's holding up the sign now, so I got to go. That's all I got for Sassy Sports. But you know what I always say? If they're playing with balls,
I'm all over it.